Love is in the air, everywhere you look around. And there's lots of love songs and lots of movies about love, and we talk about being in love and falling out of love and being angry because love hurts and wanting to find the person to be in love with, or we are in love. And what is it? The psychologists and psychiatrists will share with us that it could be an equation, and that the elements to the equation of feeling that you are loved are a root. So love is a root. A-R-A-U-T. So we feel acknowledged, we feel respected, we feel accepted, we feel understood, and we feel touched. And apparently if we have all of those, we will feel very loved, or we could actually be in love. So if you have a look at those letters closely, it's probably common sense, really. So if you feel acknowledged, so if your partner's calling you by your name and they're looking you in the eye and they're acknowledging that you're a gorgeous person, they acknowledge you for who you are, you'll probably feel loved. The reverse of that is if your partner stops calling you by your name, calls you by somebody else's name and stops looking you in the eye, you would know that your relationship is having some challenges. So acknowledgement is obviously a great place to start. Then respect. And some people will share with us that respect is even more important than love, because it seems to be that respect is, I will treat you very well. I will respect who you are, what you believe in, what you stand for, and I won't try and change you, which is a big part of relationships. Obviously, acceptance. I accept you the way you are. So if your partner is talking to you about, I'll love you more if you lose weight, or I'll love you more if you had more money, or if you had a better job, or if we could have more children, then we obviously feel a little bit unloved, because we don't feel accepted for exactly who we are. So then what about understanding? The you of a root is, I understand you, or I feel understood. And interestingly, if we feel understood, we could feel very special. But how do we feel understood? Because how can people actually understand us? And that's one of the special tips of the whole love process, is that I actually don't understand you. I'm a man who doesn't understand women, or I'm a woman who doesn't understand men, or I've never been in this situation before, so I definitely don't understand. But because I love you, I want to. So sometimes we get a bit confused with, I understand how you feel, with, I don't understand how you feel, but because I love you, I want to understand. So please talk to me. Please share with me how you're feeling. And apparently that is the best way to add that element to a love relationship. So then there's touch, of course, which gets very complicated, because men will share with you that touch is incredibly important, and women will share with you that touch is very important. However, the kind of touching is often different. Men will often share that they need to have sex to feel loved, and women need to feel loved to have sex. So we've already got a small challenge there. And depending on your relationship choices, how do you share with your partner how you like to be touched, and how do they know how do you like to be touched? So that can get a little bit complicated. But apparently if we are touched in the way that we like to be touched, then we're going to feel loved as well. So you combine all of that together. I feel acknowledged, I feel respected, I feel accepted, I feel understood, and I get regularly touched the way I like to be. We apparently feel very loved. And there seems to be a lot of searching and even stalking for that kind of relationship. I've got to find the right person to love. However, I share this very interesting analogy, which I do on a regular basis. I live in New Zealand. It's a beautiful country with lots of beautiful trees and flowers and grass, and they grow beautiful vegetables and fruit. And I wonder what it would look like if me, as an Australian who lives in New Zealand, would go out into the middle of the field and say to the ground, please can you give me some tomatoes, I'd like some nice grass for my animals, I'd like an apple tree and perhaps a fig tree. And I started talking to the ground and demanding from the ground that it give me all of those things. Now, my New Zealand neighbours would probably call the bus that picks up people who are lunatics, because we all understand that if we want to get something out of the ground, we have to plant seeds and we have to give first. So the interesting question to always ask is, if I'm looking for love, if I'm looking for a person who will acknowledge me, who will respect me, who will accept me the way I am, who will understand me or want to try to understand me, and who wants to touch me in the way that I like to be touched, is it possible that I need to be that person first? And is it possible that my self-love or my personal arut is more important than me searching for it in somebody else? So I use again the simple question of, do I acknowledge myself? Do I respect myself? Do I acknowledge and respect and accept who I am, how I am now, and excited about who I am becoming? Do I understand myself? And here's a really interesting one. Do I touch myself? How could my partner know how to touch me effectively and in the best way possible if I don't know the way that I like to be touched? So we're often very demanding in our relationships. I need you to understand me. I need you to respect me. I need you to acknowledge and accept me. However, are we doing that to ourselves, for ourselves, and are we the people that deserve that kind of relationship? And it's a harsh question to ask, particularly if you're going through a tough relationship or a breakup or things haven't worked out. But again, if you've been through a relationship breakup or a relationship that hasn't worked out, rather than, well, it didn't work because that person didn't understand me and they didn't respect me and they didn't acknowledge me and didn't accept me and they didn't touch me the way I like to be touched, what about the question, did I do all of those things, A, for myself and then for my partner? So did I always acknowledge myself and who I am and what I stand for? Do I respect myself? Do I put healthy food into my body? Do I look after my physical being? Am I healthy, fit and strong? Do I have a career that I love? Do I choose only great people in my life? Self-respect shows that I would never have disrespectful people in my life. And do I acknowledge who I am as a person who could be loved? And then if I reverse that, the person that I had a relationship with or I want to have a relationship with, am I acknowledging them? And am I respecting them for who they stand for and what they believe in and all their little idiosyncrasies and the things that make them who they are? Or am I trying to change them? Do I accept them exactly the way they are? And I will never be able to understand another person. And I think that's the big part of this interesting self-analyzation is it possible to understand another person versus I don't understand, but I want to. So please talk to me. Please share with me who you are and what you stand for and what you believe in so that I know all about you. We often become very judgmental, or we assume that we know other people without asking the right questions. And then from a touch relationship, and I've got a gorgeous story that I always share. As a fitness professional, I was training one of my married clients, and she was really angry this day. And she was training like with aggression, which is probably good for a training session. But obviously I asked the question, I said, what's going on? You seem really angry today. And she said, yes, I am. My husband, I can't stand him. Every time he touches me, he wants to have sex and it's just driving me insane. And so we stopped the exercise and I asked this interesting question, which I always ask everybody in any relationship. It's not because I'm a relationship expert, I just like common sense. I said, so you don't like the way he touches you? When was the last time that you touched him the way he liked to be touched? She looked at me and went an interesting colour of red and purple, and she said, I get it, I really get it. She was standing out in the paddock demanding for the paddock to give her fig trees when she wasn't planting any seeds. So she said, what shall I do? Again, I'm no relationship expert. I'm just have a lot of common sense. So we went on a mission. So we went shopping. We went to the lingerie store and we bought some beautiful lingerie because I asked, what kind of lingerie does your husband like? And we went to the butcher and got his favourite roast. We got Barry White CD because that was his favourite music. We got some candles. We went back to her house and she prepared his favourite dinner. And I said, how long do you think it's going to take your husband to get home from work if you invite him to come home? And she said, oh, he always talks to me about how he likes me to talk to him on the phone. And I said, all right, well, let's call him. So she said, no, I can't do that. It doesn't feel right. I said, well, how about we give it a crack? So we designed a little script and she called him in a very sexy voice and invited her husband to come home. He travelled from the centre of Brisbane to an external suburb of Brisbane very quickly. I obviously went home then. And they had a wonderful evening. And interestingly, I didn't have a client for, I think it was 3 months. This gorgeous man took his beautiful wife on an overseas holiday and they travelled the world. And when she got back, we had obviously had a very interesting and gorgeous conversation about her now very happy relationship with her partner. And she shared with me that it only took for her to give a little bit before he wanted to give a lot back. And I always ask that question in any relationship, what am I giving first? And if you feel like you're doing all the giving and the other person's doing all the taking, then perhaps the question to ask is, am I respectful of myself? Would a respectful person allow somebody to treat them disrespectfully? Would a respectful person allow somebody to try and change them? Would a respectful person put up with somebody who hurt them, whether it was physically or mentally? So it comes down to our own self-respect, our own self-belief, our own self-approval, and most importantly, our own self-love. So we'll go back to a root. If love is actually a root, then are you acknowledging who you are? Are you respectful of who you are? Are you accepting who you are and excited about who you are becoming? Do you understand who you are so that you are easily or more easily understood? And are you in touch with yourself so that you know that the person that you love, the most important person in the world, because ultimately the other people in the world and the perfect love relationship may never come along. So who cares if you love who you are? If you respect yourself and you love yourself, then the other people that come into your life are just an added bonus. And I'll finish off with this amazing analogy that is very special to me. If you're going to bake a cake, you need some flour and some sugar and some butter and some eggs, and most cakes are exactly the same. You need those ingredients. And you need them in the right amount. You need to mix them effectively. You need to bake them effectively. And that is called a cake. Now, whether that comes in the form of a cupcake or a wedding cake or a birthday cake, it doesn't matter. It's a cake. And ultimately, that's our life. We get to put the major ingredients of our life into it, into our own life. And we can't be borrowing sugar or eggs or butter from somebody else. We have to provide those ingredients for ourselves. We have to provide our own self-respect, our own self-discipline, our own self-education, our self-inspiration and motivation. We have to be the people that we want to be. And then the other people that come into our life add the icing on the cake. So a great relationship may add yummy chocolate icing or yummy buttercream icing. However, we would still be a cake. There's nothing that's going to stop us from being who we are. It's just the people in our life add something of extra special value. They don't make who we are, they just add value. So my suggestion, if you want to be really happy and have a great love relationship, what the hell would I know? I'm just suggesting that give it a crack. Look at who you are and who you want to attract into your life and be the person that is attractive. And then love and a root may come together and you may have awesome relationships. Something to consider.